Kitchen. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, a state police trooper is being mourned after dying during training in Mercer County. That's according to state police officials. Marcellus Bethea became a state trooper in 2016 and was training for the agency's elite teams unit, according to an official release. In a written statement, Governor Phil Murphy said Bethea showed a passion and spark for service. Investigation into his training death is ongoing. Out-of-network ATM withdrawals are at a record high, and overdraft fees continue to put a big dent in residents' budgets. Beverly Brown Ruja with New Jersey Citizen Action says this is a major problem, particularly for low-income households.
It's critically important to choose banks that are going to serve you well and that are not going to charge you unnecessary and high fees for your daily transactions, your simple transactions.
You also need to look out for non-sufficient funds fees you may be charged when your bank has to decline a transaction. Columbia University will not hold its main graduation ceremony in New York City. The decision to cancel the university-wide commencement ceremony came after weeks of pro-Palestinian protests on the New York City campus. Security concerns reportedly the main concern for that cancellation. Ceremonies for individual schools and departments will be held. And baseball great and South Jersey native Mike Trout is out with a major injury for a fourth consecutive MLB season. The Angels announced that Trout has undergone surgery for a torn meniscus in his left knee. The Millville High School grad is out officially indefinitely. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. A chance of wet weather for how long? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Today is not as sloppy and soggy and wet as yesterday, of course, but each of the next 4 days carries at least a slight rain chance. If all goes well, we'll clear away from this unsettled weather pattern just in time for the weekend. Lots of clouds out there today, and hit or miss showers are possible at any time. We are warming up with high temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog and a few showers and thunderstorms expected, especially to the south. Lows tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow's shower chances will be early and late. In the middle, it'll be partly sunny and warm. Highs in the mid-70s away from the coast. Wednesday, the warmest day of the week. Sun and clouds and lower 80s, but again with a chance of spotty thunderstorms. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, we've got 56 degrees in Belvedere, 60 in Old Bridge, 62 in Burlington. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather brought to you by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years, plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult. And you schedule a consult today at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.